right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting there is a new ceasefire agreement in Syria. Syria's army says it will halt all military operations from midnight under a truce deal brokered by Russia and Turkey and supported by a leading Syrian opposition body. The agreement was announced earlier by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said the Syrian regime and main forces of the armed opposition had signed on. This ceasefire agreement follows the recapture by Syria's government of the country's second city, Aleppo, from rebels in the worst blow to opposition forces since the war began. It will be the first nationwide halt in fighting since a week-long truce from September 12th through the 19th that collapsed after several incidents of violence. The latest agreement is the first nationwide ceasefire brokered with the involvement of Turkey, a backer of the Syrian opposition. Russia is the key supporter of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad and began a military intervention in support of his government in September of 2015. Philippine government officials say at least 32 people were injured Wednesday when two bombs exploded during an amateur boxing match in the central province of Leyte. A provincial police official said 16 of the wounded were admitted for treatment at various hospitals. While the remaining victims were treated and released, at least 10 of the victims were children between the ages of 7 and 15. Police are trying to identify the attackers. No one has claimed responsibility. Communist guerrillas have established a presence in Leyte province, about 610 kilometers southeast of the capital city of Manila, but there were no immediate signs they or any other militant groups were involved. This is VOA News. Four people have been killed in what state-run media in China